Hi, and welcome to this Business Solutions Podcast. I'm Jim Roddy, the president of Jamison Publishing and Business Solutions Magazine. Thanks for joining us. As always, we're here to provide actionable information on how VARs can sell more products, penetrate thriving vertical markets, and improve their business operations. The topic we'll discuss today is the importance of innovation during a slow economy, why and how a VAR should take the lead. Our guest today to help us answer those questions is Mike Hansen, the vice president of Star Micronics America. Star is best known as a manufacturer of point-of-sale receipt printers. Thanks for your time today, Mike.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It's great to have a chance to participate.
Always nice to be talking with you. And Mike, you and I are familiar with each other. We've known each other through the RSPA Retail Solutions Providers Association, and you're very familiar with the channel and the retail market because, in part, you've been with Star for 14 years now. Your company's slogan is always leading, always innovating. So how can a reseller apply that principle to their business today?
You know, really, when I think about it, over the course of the last 14 years, innovation has just grown exponentially. And some companies have really maybe tried to stop it or slow it down instead of embracing it. And I think these companies are really now the ones who are suffering. You know, one of the major changes I think we've seen is how companies in the past really tried to lock customers in by using proprietary systems that don't follow standards. And, of course, in the POS industry, now we have finally had a more evolution of standards, and Star is one of the companies who is really embracing those standards and really supporting products and technology that allow resellers to follow industry standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one of the things that I consider when we, how resellers can be following our slogan of always leading, always innovating, is really to have resellers review their offerings to understand what they're selling today that's proprietary, what they're selling that's today that's open, and how they can really work with their customers to provide open solutions that really empower the customers long term. And I really believe today in this economy, this environment, empowering users to leverage the technology to manage their business is very key.
Can you also talk a little bit in terms of resellers have an expertise, and so they can talk with a lot of different customers and share some of those best practices. Do you see some resellers doing things of that nature?
I think that's absolutely one of the great values of resellers to the retailers, is the fact that a reseller doesn't just know that one retailer's business. That reseller has exposure to many different industries, many different customers, and they have a chance to see what works, what doesn't work from many different angles. This is really one of the most powerful skills that a reseller has to offer to their retailers.
Mm-hmm. And in the March 2009 issue of BSM, we talked with your colleague, Christoph Naz, who's Star's Director of Business Development, and he touched on that, and one of his recommendations were, like you said, being proactive, visit your current customers, and giving them updates on new technologies to service their products. We talked about sharing those best practices maybe from business to business. Can you expand upon, you know, his advice there of having a dialogue with them in terms of, you know, technology, things like that?
Yeah, certainly. I think about the fact, as I said, that I really see that VARs need to be the consultant to the store. You know, there is probably a little bit of turning of even of the term VAR. I mean, in some ways, I think manufacturers had limited the ability of a VAR to truly be a value-added reseller. In some ways, they're just a reseller. And VARs need to recognize, as manufacturers do, their value is truly to understand the business operation of their customers and how they can work directly with those retailers to see how their processes are working today, to talk to them about how they can leverage technology to improve their process, improve their customer experience, improve what they're doing from a marketing angle, and to really leverage all their skills that they're working with all their retailers.
Yeah, a lot of folks we've talked to have said the most successful VARs are the ones who are being more aggressive. Folks have to hunker down, but they have to go out there and really meet those customers, be aggressive with them, not walk in and make the sale, but be aggressive learning about them. And so if you could tie that in, because many of your products are designed to transform receipts into a marketing tool for a retailer, which will help, you know, increase their sales. What are some of the ways that a VAR could sell that benefit to a customer? Because they may know, hey, that's a great idea. How do they translate that to a retailer to get them to spend some money on doing something like that?
Certainly, as you said, especially in today's economy, revenue generation is extremely important for every retailer. And how you can maximize the customer that is in your store today, how you can make sure that that customer is returning to the store tomorrow. And when I consider it, you think about all the customers spent some time in your store or your shop, you know, one of the few things that they walk away with is the receipt. And the receipt is something that they view at the store when they, after they've made their purchase, to check and make sure that the purchase amount was correct. Probably they take the receipt home, they enter it into their software, their home financial software. Again, the receipt gets multiple views. So we really believe that one of the powers is of the receipt is how to use that receipt as a marketing tool. How retailers can use that receipt to simply, of course, you see companies who will put their logos, things like that, and of course there's a lot of brand recognition that's tied to that. But what else can they do? You know, being able to offer some specific promotions based on the products that a customer's bought, to offer some promotion for the customer to return within some period of time, to inform the customer about a new offering or a new product or a new service that the retailers had. And Starz really, really understood that it's not realistic for companies to go for smaller customers, mm-hmm. retailers, to make a huge investment in customer relationship management tools to make that kind of investment like a larger company could.
Right.
So we've really focused on our future print technology as a method to allow those retailers to have some of the tools of a larger company on a much smaller basis.
Got it, because a lot of times the retailers just haven't thought about it from that perspective. They're busy running their own business, and they see a receipt printer as, well, everybody just ask for a receipt, or do you want a receipt? And so it might, you know, kind of open their eyes to doing that. But the biggest thing I can imagine is, hey, to do this, you're going to have to spend some time, maybe spend some money, and the retailer's going to say, boy, in this economy, I'm not spending a nickel. So what can a reseller do to reassure their customers that now is the time for them to also be innovators and improve their operations, you know, while they're watching every penny?
Certainly a challenging question. And again, of course, one side is the financial control, but I believe in most companies, they also recognize the importance of that revenue generation. So, you know, again, with our future print technology, this has really been a platform that we have offered with our recent products that empower marketing tools.
Mm-hmm.
FuturePrint is really a software platform that would enable a reseller to work directly with their retailer and be able to offer some special coupons, logo, special coupons, promotional things from the retailer. And it's included. There's no additional cost. The cost is just understanding what the reseller wants to promote or what the retailer wants to promote and how the reseller can participate.
And that's where the reseller can come in, is connecting. They know the technology. They end up learning that customer's business, and they could be the one who gets the customer to understand how they can use that technology to impact their business.
Exactly, and that's how that reseller can truly be a consultant. It's, as you said earlier, it's not about the reseller just going in to sell some hardware or some service, but how they really can add value to the retailer.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hopefully our discussion has not only motivated you to embrace innovation in this difficult economy, but it's given you some specific actions that you can take to position your company for growth even in 2009. Before we go, I want to say some thank yous. Thanks again to Mike Hansen for joining us today. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
And thanks so much to you for listening. Our goal at Business Solutions is to provide growth strategies for the IT channel. If you want to, feel free to check out our 2009 Channel Innovator Awards in our May 2009 issue, and that's available on our website at www.bsminfo.com.